Greetings and howdy, everyone. This is Jett Johnson, Mills County Judge, and this is KRNR, Judge's Report for the week of April 7th, 2025. Welcome to the weekly Mills County Judge's Report. This report brought to you by our local community radio station, KRNR, Goldthwaite, Texas, FM 92.7 on your radio dial and streaming via the internet. The report is aired at 11:45 a.m., and 5:15 p.m. each Thursday, and is available for listening at any time via the Goldthwaite Eagle website and the Mills County website. Well, folks, we've got beautiful weather this week, and the burn ban for Mills County was lifted on Monday, April the 7th. Over the last weekend, most of Mills County received anywhere from 1 inch to almost 2 inches of rain. Even though the burn ban is lifted, everyone please be careful when burning. Do not burn on windy days. And please call the Mills County Sheriff's Office at 325-648-2245 before burning to let the dispatcher know where the proposed burn is taking place. This keeps some neighbor from calling in, reporting a fire, and having one of our VFDs from heading out. We have a great group of individuals who maintain our 4 VFDs in the county, and all these individuals have full-time jobs. We as a county will continue to monitor all weather conditions on a weekly basis. Numerous individuals have been contacting my office regarding proposed solar farms. Any new information that we receive is always reported at Commissioner's Court, along with any news that is provided from the solar farm to our county webpage. Currently, there are 2 solar farms with 3 proposed sites in the county. A company named Red River Clean Energy has a proposed site of around 720 acres in the northwestern part of the county. I have been informed that they have received their interconnect agreement with ERCOT, and their plans are to start construction sometime this summer. They've also stated that they plan on coming to one of our upcoming commissioners' court to discuss their future intentions. Another company called Exelio has conveyed interest in 2 proposed sites in the county, with one being in the northern part of the county and the other in the southwestern part of the county. As of this week, I've not received any other information from Exelio. In my last visit with them around 3 weeks ago, they still did not have their interconnect agreement with ERCOT. All commissioners and their crews are all busy working on their respective roads. Mills County has still not received any funds from FEMA from the May 24 floods. If and when we do receive any funds, I will give an update. And folks, that's all for this week. Enjoy the nice weather. This is Jett Johnson, Mills County Judge. Tune in on Thursdays at 11:45 a.m. or 5:15 p.m. for the next edition of the Mills County Judge's Report. Everyone have a safe and happy week.